Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the Ready Church. We're back at it again today. We just thank God for his goodness, his mercy, his grace. We thank him for this morning. Earlier this morning, our guest was Sister Wim this morning. And she ministered about, you know, a nation that forgets God. I tell you, that was good. A young lady that's been in my life for a long time, and we thank God that, you know, he delivered her from crack cocaine, and he let her minister the word of life. Now she's going out witnessing to others and bringing them in to let them know that what Jesus did for her, he'll do for you. That's her testimony. So this afternoon, we have a special guest with us. I don't know if she's on the air yet. But anyway, we have another guest this afternoon. It's testimony time. It's testimony time. I tell you, you know, we hear and see so much bad news going on, you know, chaos and confusion and tyranny and just, oh, it's just so much. We're living in a perilous time and evil days, but Jesus is still King of Kings and he's still Lord of Lords. And in the midst of all of this, we still have good news. Jesus is still saving. He's still healing. He's still delivering. He's setting men free, even in times like this, even with COVID, you know, and all these other things, and heart disease and diabetes and just so many other things going on around about. He's still a healer on today. He's still a deliverer on today. He comes to set men free from their sins on today. And I got a testimony, and you got a testimony on today. And I just thank God, you know, the Lord laid it on my heart about 11 years ago and gave me this ministry, the Ready Church. It's for us to be ready when it comes. He already knew that these times was going to come and try to take men away from truth in this last hour. But we here at the Ready Church want to stand for truth, stand for righteousness, stand for holiness in the midst of it all. Jesus is still a deliverer on today. And I just thank God on today. He's still, even in perilous times, is setting men free. He come to heal you. Maybe you've, you know, been through different situations, which we all have been. You know, and we had tests that brought in on us and made us have a testimony on today. And I just thank God for his goodness on today. We here at the Ready Church want to encourage you so that you can be ready when Jesus comes. He's coming back, and he's coming really soon. I see all the signs. Can't you see the signs of the time? He told us that these perilous times was coming. The love of many waxing cold, and it's just so much, you know, chaos everywhere, and violence is filling the land, but there's still good news. There's testimony. There's a testimony time. And we have today, we still have a testimony, and we just thank God on today. of his goodness and his mercy and his grace. Well, we're coming from Revelation chapter 12, and we want to start at verse 7. It says, and there was war in heaven, and Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither were there found any more in heaven. Here we know that the angels was warring against each other, Satan and the devil and God. He's doing that right now. He's still warring, trying to attack your mind, and he's trying to attack my mind. Why I bring this word on today? But he's defeated. He will not prevail. It said, and he did not prevail. Neither were there found any more in heaven. And the great dragon, how many know the dragon is the devil? It said, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. What did it say? He deceived the whole world. And he was cast out into the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. Oh, Satan was kicked out into the earth, and he's going to and forth today, seeking whom he may devour, seeking whom he may destroy. But he did not prevail. Hallelujah. You got a testimony today. The enemy's been walking up and down in the earth trying to talk to your mind and trying to discourage you and trying to tell you that there is no hope. But I'm here to tell you today at the Ready Church, there is hope for you. And there's a testimony for you. You got a test? There's a testimony on today. And it says, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation. Salvation is still here today. In spite of what the enemy is doing all around about you, God is still setting men free on today. All you got to do is make up in your mind and say, Lord, for you I live and for you I die. Come in my heart and take the sin away from me today. I don't care what sin you've been in. You may be a drug addict. You may be a drunk. I don't care what type of sin you're in. He will set you free on today. All you have to do is say, come in my heart, Lord. Come in and stay. Come in. Hallelujah. And he says that now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brother is cast down. Who is the accuser of the brother? The devil, which accuses them before God day and night. I'm telling you, he's standing before God trying to accuse you day and night. He's trying to wear you out, and he's trying to take you out free. You can have a testimony on today. We have some testimonies today that we're going to share with you on today of what God has done for them, how he healed their bodies, how he saved their soul, how he set men free, and he's still setting men free. Jesus is still in town. There's good news in the bad situations on today. And it says that, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Who is the blood of the Lamb? Jesus Christ is the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of their what? Testimony. Hallelujah. I know you've probably been in some situations, circumstances. You said, Lord, if you bring me out, Lord, I'll make a vow to you, and I won't take it back, and I'll share about what you've done for me, and I'll stay free. Hallelujah. But a lot of people today have taken their testimony back, but we want you to have a testimony for God's glory on today. And it says that, and by the words of their testimony, your own personal testimony, and they love not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, ye heaven, and ye that dwells in them. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you having great wrath. He's angry today because some of you have still got a testimony today. You're not turning your back on Christ. You're not turning your back on what he's done for you. You're still standing on that same word that was spoken in the beginning. In the beginning was the word of God, and in the end it's going to be the word of God. It says everything's going down but the word of God on today. And we here at the Ready Church just want you to be ready when he comes. I'm going to turn it over to my host here that helps me. He's coming on at this time. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. I'm glad to be here. I'm just going to just go into some more scripture a little bit, and then we're going to bring on the guest that will be sharing her testimony. As the host stated, that we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, by our words, that are in our testimony.
Yes.
We overcome. We overcome sin. We overcome death. We overcome the evil one. We overcome by our words, our testimony, the blood of the Lamb that covers us, that keeps us. When we reveal our testimony, others can be helped. Others can be healed. Others can be brought into the faith. It also states in 1 Peter 3:15, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope. The hope is Jesus Christ. That is within, with meekness and fear. Say it again. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope with meekness and fear. So it's serious work. It's serious. It's a serious time when you try, when you revealing, and others might be saying things. And there's so many different religions and different faiths out there that are kind of deterring people much now, more than before, because we live in an age where people are so intellectual. They try to intellectualize things. They try to come up with different beliefs, trying to sway things. There's science out there. There's other beliefs that are kind of take over. But God is the greatest power. We're not going to be defeated. So if we're representing him, we're going to be like this scripture said, always be ready to give an answer. All right. So we're going to bring in our guest.
Your first wheelchair.
Are you there?
In honor of your relationship with Easter Seals, our friend at CVS Pharmacy wanted to do something.
All right. All right. We're going to bring in our guest in just a moment. Please stay with us. We're just going to take a little break here, right? We're going to come back in.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I would like to say that this young lady, I met her probably about 15 years ago, and I saw her a couple of weeks ago, and she was just sharing with me what God had done for her and how he had healed her body and how he had brought her through so many different things. And I mean, she was just so excited. She always had a good spirit every time you see Miss Bud. So today we want Miss Bud to come and share her story for God's glory on today. So at this time we're going to have her to come on the air and share her testimony. Hey. Miss Bud, are you there? Praise the Lord. Miss Bud, are you there?
2 inches. What difference could 2 inches make?
Miss Bud, are you there? Praise the Lord. Are you there?
Yes.
Hello? Miss Bud, are you
yes.
there? You're on the air.
I'm speaking.
All right. Praise the Lord. Good to have you.
Oh, you hear me now?
Yes. Thank God. We're glad to have
yes,
you on the air. Do you have your TV or radio up? Can you turn it down, please?
Okay, I'm on the grandpad right now, so it may be the grandpad.
Okay. There it is. We hear you clearly, man. We hear you clearly. Thank God for
right.
you.
Yes, thank God for y'all.
Yeah, we want
yes.
you to share your testimony.
Amen. Giving honor to
Amen.
God, who is my personal savior. And I'm glad that I chose him because he's been waiting on me. I was to hold up on my own life, but I praise God for a change of heart. I thank
yeah.
God for every time that I was sick and had to enter to the hospital, he was right there with me. March, I was in there because I had built up fluid and it overtook my body, and I was so swollen, I had blown up to about 230 pounds. And I knew that I couldn't put shoes on. I couldn't put socks on. I had to wear plastic bags on my feet to get around to go to the doctors. But nevertheless, they Lord saw fit that I came through that. They had me on laces on today. I'm still on it. Last month, I was in the hospital. And you don't know when sickness going to come on you. And that sickness right there from that fluid. And the second sickness hit me when I had went to the nail shop, praise God. I never had a pedicure before because I'm ticklish and I didn't never want nobody to do my foot. But I told my daughter, if they put a glove on, you know, to keep me from being ticklish, I can do it. Did it. Got my eyebrows waxed. First time for that.
Right.
After my treatment and stuff, we leaving out the shop. And I walked with a cane, and my cane fell out my hand. I bent down to pick it up, but when I lift my head up, I couldn't see. Everything was bright. Some had told me to stand still, but I'm hard-headed. I moved anyway till I made it to the car. Then when I got in, my daughter said, Mama, look in the mirror. I looked in the mirror. I'm laughing. I didn't see what she was talking about. She said, Mama, look again. Your face is drooping. I looked and laughed again. Then all of a sudden, I bust out crying because she said, what's wrong? And I said, I didn't know. But time the paramedics get to me. First of all, let me back up. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
When I got in the car, we supposed to have been going somewhere else, but I couldn't do it. I said, because she wanted to call the paramedics, but I wanted to wait a few minutes like I do all the time. So I said, well, go get me some ice. I had one piece in there. I didn't feel it. So I put some more in there, and I didn't feel it. So I packed my mouth. I knew then something was wrong because even a chip or piece of ice freeze your mouth, but I did feel the cold. I knew something was wrong. They rushed me over there to Norfolk General. Go over there, MRI. Damn, they said, Miss Bud, you had a stroke and you got a blood clot on the left side of your brain.
Okay.
I didn't know that. So, took me there to find out what was caused this thing with the blood clot. After that, they took me back They said, Miss Bud, we see that the blood clot done bust. And I said to myself, geez, I didn't have no headache. I wasn't bleeding from the nose or the mouth. So I knew then God had held that pain from my head so I wouldn't feel it. He didn't let that thing bust to cause me to have head problems or I didn't bleed from the nose or the mouth. I gave God the glory for that.
Oh, yes.
So they say, Miss Bud, we gave you some medicine to eat up the blood. I'm talking to myself now. I can't eat up the blood. Because I couldn't talk, but I could talk in my mind. Eat up the blood. So I gave God the glory for that because I didn't. I wasn't bleeding. You know, something to show that busted in my head because I supposed to have bled or had a terrible head, but none of that happened. The Lord didn't let me be disfigured because my mama had 3 strokes on her brain and she didn't know me from an airplane or human. But I kept coming around her, and she would always look at me and I look at her. In other words, I was saying to myself, Mama, I'm your child. But she would cry. She couldn't talk. Oh, she couldn't say nothing. She couldn't even utter nothing. But felt that she knew me from connection, from some kind of way, but she couldn't tell me. So I looked at my stroke as it was a blessing from the Lord because he didn't let me be disfigured. And I'm walking today. I'm talking today. Yes. Hallelujah. And all my glory ought to go to him. And I told my feet, I said, feet, you will not be on the dance floor no more. Because these feet is not for the dance hall. They for to do the work of the Lord. And I give him glory for that.
Yes, yes.
Oh, let me tell you about my other testimony. It was in 2010. I was at work. I wasn't going to go to work because I wasn't feeling well no way, but I went anyway. And I started moving around doing some of my work. And I got hungry, so I worked in a dog home for helping people. So I told the nurse, I'm going to run over to 7-Eleven to get me something to eat because I'm, you know, I'm hungry. Went over there, came back, ate, started doing my work. Then I had indigestion. I said, Lord Jesus. So I went in the bathroom and locked the door and got on the commode. And some say, unlock this door in case something happened to you. Won't nobody, you know, have a hard time trying to get in. But still me going back on the commode, I got up and asked the lady for something. I said, I can't belch, I can't pass gas. She said, no, I don't have nothing. So I sat down. Next thing I know, I see 4 paramedics coming in the door. They say, you Miss Bud? I said, yes. They say, what's wrong? I said, I can't pass gas and I can't belch. They said, well, okay, then we're going to take it. I said, no, wait, let me get a few minutes. The time I said, let me get myself a few minutes, they had picked me up, put me on this project, took me to the hospital. Miss Bud, they said, you're not going home. I said, what happened? They said that you had a heart attack. This ain't nothing about the Lord. I didn't know I had a heart attack. Wow. Only thing, I knew that I couldn't pass gas and belch. I wasn't bound down with pain. That's why I say, Jesus, I don't want to confuse this message I'm trying to tell out to the people. I don't want to confuse it. I'm just confessing what God has done for me. And order for you to know these things, you have to be a participator in order to know what Jesus can do for you. And I know what he can do for me.
All right.
Because when my liver was messed up, and they put me, the doctor told me, Miss Bud, your liver messed up. And the medicine that we have for you costs $1,000. And right there, I said, Jesus. And the doctor said,
yes,
but we're going to do it like this. I'm going to get the medicine in my name and have them to send it to your house. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I had 6 weeks for to take that medicine. Not too long ago, about last week, they wanted to go and check on my liver again. They said, we'd be all right if we contact the health department. I said, yeah. Health department sends them a letter back. They said, we don't have no mention of her coming in here to have anything done. I said, Lord, and clean my slate so clean, they ain't got a rocket on me. They said they don't know why. They don't know why they asking them stuff. But that's where they the ones that put me on the stuff. Now my blood clean. They don't even have a rocket on me. So I give God the glory for that. Not trying to confuse this situation. I'm just confessing what God can do.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you,
he is a healer. He is whatever you want him to be to you. And I always thought I said, Lord, why wait this late to know you? Then some say,
amen,
it's never too late to know
amen
the Lord. Come to the Lord anytime. So
amen.
I bless God at my time and say, Lord, the little man that you gave me, the first man you gave me, I didn't do nothing with it. But Jesus, this man, I gave it to you. I know what to do with it. I know how to pray. I know how to pray for people. I know how to visit the sick. I know how to do for one another. Oh, I'm not trying to confuse this situation. I'm confessing what he can do.
All right.
And all
right. All right, Miss Bud. I tell you. Yes, let this man be in you. Yes.
Yes.
They were all in Christ Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Thank God. What a powerful testimony. I tell you, Miss Buddy, you said the stroke, the heart attack. I tell you, God is an awesome God. And you said all you did was say, Jesus.
Jesus.
And he did the rest. Oh,
yes.
Thank God. He's still the same yesterday, today,
yes,
and forever.
Mm-hmm.
You just said it. If people don't believe you, you are a living testimony. I saw you a couple of weeks ago, and I tell you now, I didn't see nothing. I didn't see no disfiguration on your face.
Come on, Jesus.
Oh, I tell you, God is a healer. You are a living testimony. I saw it with my own eyes. Oh,
yes,
God is still awesome.
From
He's still real. He can see what He did for you. He can do for others on today.
Yes.
Oh, what a powerful testimony. Oh, yes, we thank God for you that it's a story for God's glory, not for ours, but for His glory, that what He did for you, He would do for them on today. If they would just open up their hearts and their mind and receive the word on today, you got a testimony. Oh, yes, we got a testimony on today, nobody but the Lord. And I thank God because you said, can you give me a call? And the Lord laid you on my heart to bring you so other people can hear of God's goodness and His mercy and His grace, even in the midst of chaos and confusion around about us and COVID situation. God is still God. All you got to do is just keep trusting and believing in Him on today. I tell you, me and you both was out there jumping. I said, look at Miss Bud. Miss Bud was praising the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God.
Yes.
Oh, yes. And we thank God for you on today. And we pray that God will continue to heal you, continue to use you for His glory.
Yes.
And it's never too late. Oh, yes. You know, I said, thank God.
Yes.
You know, we thank God for you on today. We
thank
God
you,
for your the spirit of kindness and meekness that you always show every time I see you. And we just thank God. We pray that someone that's listening today will take you.
Yes.
You know, maybe they got sickness in their bodies or in your mind, either, you know, physically or spiritually. You know, there's a spiritual healing also, because you were talking about what God does for you. Even now with your man, you know, you say that old man, you don't have it no more. You say you ain't getting on the dance floor with them feet no more. Oh, yes, how the church need to hear that today. I tell you, so much going on in the house of God that's displeasing to him. It's good to know that somebody is still standing for righteousness in the midst of chaos, confusion, and wickedness. We thank God for you on today. And we just say we love you, Miss Bud, and you keep holding on to God's unchanging hand. Because his hand is the only one that's not changing. And everything is going down but the word of God. And we heard it from you all today that he's still a healer. He's still sending in. And we thank God for you. Yes. We have a caller on the line that was, let me see, caller in with 3398. Will you join us, please?
Praise the Lord, Ready Church.
Oh, yes.
Thank God for that powerful testimony. Woo! I enjoyed that.
Oh, yes.
I'm rejoicing in the Lord. That word encouraged me on today. I thank God for Miss Bud. She's been a blessing in my life, and I just thank God for hearing that powerful testimony of what the Lord has done. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes, Lord, Miss Bud. Keep on keeping on in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And I love you.
Yeah, love y'all too.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Caller in with 9822. Join us. Caller, you on the air? No. Can't hear. Praise the Lord, caller.
Amen.
9822.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you now. Thank God.
Yes, thank God for that great testimony.
Yes.
That we heard. God is good, and I just thank God for that. Thank God for Miss Bud, because every time that I see her, I know she carried the that scripture, Psalms 150 and 6, that says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. And the way she had, Miss Bud is going to praise the Lord. So,
amen.
I thank God for her and what God brought her through. And I know everybody that's on the line have a great testimony as well. Because we're still here. That's a testimony within itself that God has still allowed us to be. On this earth with all the things that are going on in the world, God has kept us all. So I just thank God. And you all have a great day.
Yes.
You too. Bless you. Caller in 9274. Caller, you on the air. 9274, you on the air. Next caller. Call it in an 0414. Call you on the air.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Wasn't that a powerful testimony?
Yes, it was. It's a blessing. He may help her get through her situation. So we all got situations that he helped us get through.
Yes.
God helped me get through a whole lot of mine coming from my past. I just like to keep thanking him for helping me as he showed me God.
Thank you, Jesus. That's right. Thank God. Thank God for you. God bless you.
God bless you too.
Okay. 9274, you're on the air.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you.
God bless
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
God
Lord, for this
too.
Work. God bless you, everybody.
God bless you, too, honey. Thank
God
you,
bless
Jesus.
You.
Well, we thank God for each and every one of you. Some are up here and Caller ending in 5956. You're on the air.
I just want to thank God for just the powerful testimony that Ms. Bud gave.
Yes.
And, you know, just being an inspiration to a lot of people who went through the same, you know, trauma, and just being able to say that she came through.
Yes.
And God was able to bring her through with no complications. Yes. So that's a blessing.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We thank God. We thank God for you that came on to listen today. And we just thank God for Miss Bud. And we pray and speak blessings over her life today. And we're asking our host to lead us in prayer as we close out. Miss Bud.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name, God. We thank you for the testimony, God. We thank you for your glory, God, that someone's life will be changed, God, that their lives will be drawn into a relationship with you in these last and evil days, that there will be a blessing to those around them and a blessing to those that are in their lives, and that what we're doing, we know that it is judgment work, and we look to you as the author and the finisher of our faith, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray that if someone out there doesn't know Jesus, that they would accept you into their lives, God. And we just give you all the honor and all the praise. We speak blessings over Miss Bud's life. We speak continuous healing in her life, deliverance, everything that she needs. You know, we know that you are our only hope and our only source. And God, we just going to continue to trust you in these last and evil days. We give it all the glory and all the praise to you. The devil is defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present.
And Jesus Christ is the Lord. Oh, yes. This is the Ready Church signing off at this time. We thank God for each and every one of you. And may God continue to bless you. A story for God's glory. Amen.